A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, from verse 7 to verse 15. Jesus sent the 12 out, saying, "Proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your money, or two tunics or sandals or a staff. For laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." This is the word of the Lord. All around the Dominican world at the moment, Dominicans everywhere are celebrating the years. 800 years since Dominic's first band of preachers were commissioned and ready, acknowledged by the church of its day, and ready to go off preaching around the world. When we think of the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of men and women over 800 years, it's amazing to think about it. Dominic insisted on quite a few things, and one was that the men went off with no money in their belt either, that they preached to the people in their own language, wherever they were, whatever their need. That has echoes in the gospel as well. At that time, most preaching was done in Latin and was reserved to bishops. Dominic insisted also that the men be thoroughly grounded in scripture and that they study every day. Study was important. No one was exempt, except not even the prior. So these were important things, just as they were for Jesus in his day. In this gospel reading, there's an urgency. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Go without money in your belt. These were imperatives, sharp and direct. And Dominic was echoing them for his people 800 years later. A funny thing is, last night I watched part of a program on television on peacekeeping in Bougainville. Bougainville is a small Pacific island slightly north of the Solomon Islands. 12 Ks, in fact. But it was by our European forebears and decision makers. It was tacked on to Papua New Guinea. And then the Australians and the Papua New Guinea government set up a copper mine which was destroying the island of Bougainville, destroying the land, destroying, poisoning the streams, polluting the sea all around the island. The pollution went right out for several miles, 2 to 5 miles out from the shore. And the people of Bougainville rebelled, and there was a 10-year war. They closed the mine and they fought vigorously. After 10 years, peace was brokered and New Zealand troops were sent as peacemaking force, peacekeepers. And that was 20 years ago. This program last night looked at some of these soldiers returning to revisit the land where they had been peacekeepers. Part of the deal was they went without any weapons whatsoever. Many of the men, most, I think, of the members of the peacekeeping force were Maori, and they went and they did their own dances, war dances, peaceful dances, work dances, and they exchange cultural interests and styles with the local people in Bougainville. There were several women in the Peacemakers team, and they related to the women and children and have not been forgotten. And so the currency in the Pacific Islands was dance and culture and ritual. They shared Pidgin English, and they shared a common interest in the working together of people, which was another way of saying reaching the people in their own language and their own need and their own way of life. Also today, the 7th of July, is the feast of Saint Cyril and Methodius. They were sent by a German emperor to become missionaries to the Slavic people in the east of Europe. Several missionaries had gone ahead, but they insisted in preaching in Latin, which the people rejected. Cyril and Methodius, though, preached in the local language. They even attempted to write down the local language and translated the gospel into what is now known as Cyrillic text, and they met the people in their own language, and they adapted the liturgy to serve these people's rituals and style of working. So this is the message for today for us from this reading. Go where there are sick and dead and lepers and demons. Go without money. Set off without a lot of baggage. And bless the place you enter. Jesus then had this strange caution at the end of not going into Sodom or Gomorrah or into the places of the Gentiles. Perhaps this was because it was a training run for the first disciples, because at the end of Matthew's gospel, he has that universal commission for people everywhere to go out and preach all over the world. This curtailment was temporary, it appears. Happy Feast of Cyril and Methodius and St. Dominic's 800 Jubilee. The message from all is the same.